The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning at 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Ashley.
Happy National Pancake Day.
Oh,
that's right. And if I'm not...
Do not tempt me.
Not the Waffle House.
I've already been tempted once today.
IHOP is doing free short stacks today.
Free short stacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they do it for donations for St. Jude's or something
like that.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'll just bring my my drink with me.
Yeah.
And down there that was just
provided.
We're going
to be talking about in a minute. Speaking of drinks, I got wedged in today.
You got wedged?
I got wedged in waiting to drive through for coffee. Does that make you go crazy? Why... I'm not sure the two cars in front of me decided to have like a full-on, I don't know, conversation, picnic party. I was thought, okay, I'm just going to sit here, take my deep breaths in through my nose and out my mouth.
There you go.
Yeah. So
well,
anyway.
She's pretty cute, the woman. That
well, she's very cute. Yeah. I know she has a fan club, and I said, looks like your fan club is here this morning. So anyway, all good stuff, and good morning on this Tuesday. Slight chance of rain today with our lows of 44. Today, it looks like we're going to be mostly clear with our highs of 61. Slight chance of rain, but mostly clear. Wednesday calls for a high of 60 with our lows of 41, and Thursday calls for a high of 61, mostly cloudy with our lows of 42. And Friday, here we go, mostly sunny with a high of 67 and a low of 45. There you go with your slight forecast and more in detail with that. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with They Give Senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. We're starting off hot today. We have Turtle Bay with us. And Christina Gutierrez has brought in the curators.
We love us some of the we love us some Turtle Bay.
So we have Julia Cronin and Amanda Kramp with us today.
Good morning.
With a K.
That's right.
With a K. With a K. That's right. Okay. So tell us what's going on over there, Julia.
Well, we are here to talk about our latest exhibition, which we created ourselves at Turtle Bay. It's called Last Call, An Intoxicating History of Alcohol. And we're super excited about it. We've been working on it for years, literally. And Amanda and I are extremely proud of what we've done, and we are hoping that the entire community comes and sees this exhibition, which is... We, as anthropologists and historians, are looking at humanity through the lens of ethanol.
The changes. Just think how much history has been changed by alcohol.
History has been created by alcohol.
Can I read to you a quick, okay, from a friend of mine to me, just who had been really moved by this. Well, actually, I think he forwarded it. That he had written to you. Your last call is a most wonderful display of creative talent and educational outreach on a topic of interest to everyone. I'm very sorry more Turtle Bay supporters are not couldn't be present for the storm-delayed opening. And I'm heartbroken this place cannot tour as would be something other places would embrace and want to share. The topic, ethyl alcohol from thousands of years ago today, is one of universal appeal, and the depth of your coverage is stunning. Your research and sign-making mean we will return many times to complete the information you have gathered and shared. It goes on and on and on. But this is just a shining example of somebody who's an avid supporter. And I love when people write letters because you, as we've seen, Julia, in the past, have just done the most in-depth displays of exhibits that have been wonderful. So tell us more. Give us more of a visual of what we're going to see.
Well, we decided... to concentrate on the processes of how alcohol is made, fermenting, which is the oldest process, of course. You can do that by accident. Brewing, which takes some knowledge and practice and human intervention, and then distilling, which is alchemy. And we use those as sort of hubs to tell all kinds of different stories about the history of alcohol, how it's made, how it's affected human beings, how human beings use it, the detriments of alcohol. Amanda worked really closely with Officer Provencio at RPD and with Sobering Choice to make sure that we had a very balanced exhibition that talks also about that alcohol isn't always the best solution.
And the alcohol, do you go into the alcohol level in one's body of buying consuming?
Yeah, so we...
this is Amanda.
Good morning. Amanda with the last name starts with a K.
That's right. K. Yeah, so we do address that in various points throughout the exhibition. And we do have a section that kind of focuses on kind of the consequences of alcohol consumption. The Sobering Choice Coalition lent us Fatal Vision Goggles. That's the official name. They might also be known as beer goggles. And they they simulate a blood alcohol content of 0.08 to 0.10. And we have Officer Provencio scheduled for quite a few Saturday afternoons to come in and have conversations with our guests about the consequences of alcohol consumption, the dangers of drunk driving. He does a few little field sobriety tests with the goggles on. And you would be surprised, just putting those goggles on, you feel like you're going to fall over.
Wow.
Yeah, I've had those goggles on before.
I've never tried them, but I know that they've done a couple here. They've done a what they call a drink tank or a drunk tank, and they have people from the community that do this. And they
take so much alcohol over a period of time, and then they film them and see how they change.
Yeah, for that very reason. And so
it's fascinating. We had one of our employees do that and then call us that night to tell us all about it, no matter what her husband said. Said, don't call them. Don't call them now. And she just, she was happy. And so, anyway.
And on, I think kind of leads into this last paragraph from a fan and a member. Let's just not forget, a diehard member of Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay has hosted some amazing presentations, but I cannot recall a homegrown exhibit of this high quality and general interest any time in the past.
That's very highly complimentary. But, of course, everybody has tastes that run to different subjects. We are very passionate about the subject because it is an anthropological look, so it was very easy for us to dive in very deep into the content. I've had some people ask me, well, why didn't you cover this or that in there? If you see something you think is missing, it's because we ran out of space and we ran out of time.
Okay.
they have found beer or mead in some of the grave sites they've opened up that were hundreds and hundreds of years, maybe even thousands of years old, they have found alcohol in it. Yeah,
mead was
made out of honey, though.
Right.
But it still was very drinkable. I've had mead before.
Yeah, well, honey will naturally ferment if you water it down enough. It's got the yeasts in it.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine coming across a beehive in a tree bowl that happens to have gotten rained on, and you know honey is sweet, so you take a little handful of that, and all of a sudden you're seeing visions. And the same thing with grapes. They bruise and they begin to ferment.
Wow.
They ferment on the vine.
Lewis and Clark's exhibit.
Exhibition?
No,
expedition.
Expedition. We're talking exhibition.
They were expedited.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
When they went on, I've read a book by Ambrose on this, very, very well researched. And how many casks of whiskey they took with them.
Yes.
And it was a big thing for them at night to have their little, dram of whiskey. And how it was just really a bad day when they ran out. And it was like, oh, my God, I hope we can hope, you know, as it was, you know, they kept moving forward. But it was, you know, they had to pack so carefully all the things they were bringing because, you know, they had no idea really how long it was going to be. But that whiskey was in there.
Absolutely.
And they made a big point of one of the guys on watch got into the cask. And got drunk, and then he got his buddy into it. They both were both flogged. They did a lot of flogging back then.
Oh boy, did they!
For that, no, it was interesting to see. Is that here's this, you know, and of course it's famous in the British Navy. Their rum rations like that. And in fact, they still have that on British ships.
Well, if you think
about it, we have none on the American ships, of course, because we can't handle our booze, and only the Brits can.
Well, if you think about it, when the water is no good, what do you drink? You drink the lightly poisoned beverage that has poisoned all the toxic stuff in the water for you.
Right.
Another good reason to have a little shot every day to, you know, kill all those poisons you've been drinking all day.
Well, imagine the good old days when people drank 8-9 pints of ale during the day because they drank it like water. It was weaker, of course, than like our wonderful last call beer that we have from Fall River.
They brought me a beer.
And children were drinking it because it was safer than the water. Mm-hmm. And right around World War I, people started going, you know, maybe we shouldn't be giving kids alcohol. And, we don't need a drunk workforce. And, we kind of need the grain for food. And this happened in Britain and America. And that's when you start seeing this you know, the temperance movement too, but even people who weren't necessarily advocating abstinence from alcohol were advocating perhaps we need to be regulating who is drinking.
You know, we're going to take a quick break right now, but I've also read so many places that the Transcontinental Railroad.
I was just going to say
that was
built the railroad.
Whiskey built the railroad, and
it was interesting.
That was a great article, and I think somebody came in to talk about that. Anyway, it's 7:15 in the morning here on the 12th of March, 2019. It's 47 degrees out there. There is a slight chance of rain today, but then it should be clearing up for the rest of the time. We actually were going to get up into the 70s next week. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and Pam, been in the business well over 25 years, been voted best in the North State. You know, it's going to be hot here soon. It's going to sneak up on us, and we're going to be looking out there, and it's going to be 105 degrees.
We're not ready for
it. If you have not had your air conditioner looked at, this is a good time to do it. Give them a call at 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.com.
Org.
I'm sorry.
Homecomfort.org.
All right,
this is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Real people, real winners. If someone told you that there's a chance you could attend the classiest horse race of the year, what would you do? All it takes is a trip down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Kentucky Derby Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win tickets to attend the Kentucky Derby, a three-night stay at Hilton Garden Inn, round-trip airfare, Lexington Horse Farms, and a Buffalo Trace Distillery tour and private transportation to and from the race. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries. Every 200 points gets you an entry. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win. Drawing Sundays at 8 p.m. Final drawing is Sunday, March 31st, where you could win a Kentucky Derby package at Churchill Downs. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is not just a horse race. It's the biggest race of the year. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. and once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Think I'll just stay here and rain.
Okay. Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're still figuring out this new equipment. I keep banging it in with my glasses every time. But, hey, last call is what we're talking about here. And no, it is, an intoxicating history of alcohol. But before we do that, we do have to do a shout out to one of our sponsors. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. If you haven't talked to Clyde in a while, you need to go down to 1250 Hartnell Avenue or give him a call at 221-4144. Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best.
And Turtle Bay presents Last Call, an intoxicating history of alcohol. With us this morning, we have our beautiful curator.
We have Julia Cronin and Amanda Cramp are here. And they're accompanied by both Christina Gutierrez.
Lovely ladies.
Now, let me read you this thing they brought me. They brought me a can of beer from Fall River Brewing Company, and it's one that was brewed specifically for this exhibit called Last Call from the Fall River Brewing Company. And it says, this hazy IPA is brewed in collaboration with Turtle Bay Exploration Park to showcase their spring exhibit titled Last Call. This citrus juice bomb will awaken your call of the wild. We suggest you make your way down to Turtle Bay and check out what a great gem this exploration park is and in our community. Cheers.
Well, I need to give a shout out to Fall River and to Moore and Bogner. They are our sponsors on this exhibition. And we honestly couldn't have done the exhibition without the emotional support of Reading Distributing, who helped arrange getting this Last Call beer made.
So I wonder what this tastes like.
Thank God it didn't sprout all over your equipment there. But no, how wonderful. This is something that they obviously put together just for this event.
Absolutely.
It's 7:15 in the morning, 7:22 in the morning. This is good.
And we got to tour the brewery while they were brewing it and help pour some ingredients in. It was really fun. It's a beautiful brewery. They are fantastic.
And very clean.
Yeah.
It was sparkling.
Well, they think they have to be. But they are better. You know, Fall River is just outstanding.
They really are.
We have many great, you know, entrepreneurial brewing companies around here. And
we
this
do.
Is not bad. This is a little citrus in it and light. It's a light IPA.
So I need to ask a question to both of our curators. I will start with you, Julia. What did you learn? You always, even though you are the expert, there's something you pull away, your takeaway.
Well, in this case, there were so many things that we learned. We did deep dives into various sort of kinds of alcohol and things like that. And there was just so many little points where it's like, oh, this aha moment about a thing. Interesting fact. One of our founding fathers, George Washington, ran a very successful distillery at Mount Vernon before he passed away after he was president. And he made Maryland-style rye whiskey. And he actually made some reserve whiskey with cinnamon in it. So basically, he's the grandfather of Fireball.
Love it.
And that kind
of... father of Fireball whiskey. Not only the father of our country, but the father of Fireball whiskey, which may explain the wooden dentures.
It could. It really could. But that sort of information, it was just fascinating to me. I mean, then to find out basically after Prohibition, the entire alcohol industry condenses down into basically a lot of big breweries, but not a lot of little ones.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the craft brewery resurgence from the late 70s on, people like Sierra Nevada, who lent us a lot of antique equipment and a lot of expertise for this exhibition, that we're getting back to this pre-Prohibition, lots of breweries in your town all making their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Reading used to be full of little breweries. You know, the kids would go with their jug down and get their day's worth of ale for mom and take it home, you know, walk down the street, right down Market Street.
Oh, they still do.
They still do. I know it's coffee.
Yeah.
They go down to the Starbucks.
Right.
You know, get a jug.
Dutch Bro. Give me a Dutch
Bro.
Amanda,
what did you, while you were in the process of putting together this wonderful exhibit, what was your takeaway?
Well, I think, first of all, alcohol is such a fascinating topic because it's so ubiquitous over, you know, all cultures and all times. It's kind of always there. People have always found something to ferment in their environment, which is really fascinating. But even just the ability to look at human behavior through the lens of one thing, like alcohol, is really fascinating. So how people do it around the world, how people do it through time, was just a neat experience to learn all those stories.
Have we ever heard of, and we have to get Christine in here real quick, but have we heard of anything where a war started over this?
Wars have definitely begun in battles over alcohol, but also just alcohol is power. If you own the alcohol, you own the power in the ancient world, and you see a lot of that.
You know, in the history of our country, we had the Whiskey Rebellion because they wanted to tax whiskey and all that.
Yeah, so. and they fought back. So you have little skirmishes over things like that, which actually is how you end up with bourbon, by the way. A lot of whiskey makers went down to Kentucky, no rye, lots of corn. So you go from Mahogany Hill rye and Maryland rye to bourbon.
You know what? The elixir of the gods. Christina Gutierrez was
I'm here.
Good morning.
Excuse me, I'm drinking last call. I'm loving it so much.
Christina Gutierrez, good morning from Turtle Bay as well.
Good morning. I'm so happy to bring this beer.
This is really, you know what? I don't drink in the morning.
Not every day, just Tuesdays.
No, just Tuesdays when Turtle Bay walks in. And there could be a couple reasons for that. But, this is, and they brought me a last call, a hazy India pale ale, and it really is tasty.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a light beer. I mean, I couldn't take a dark beer in the morning. But this one.
Anyway, we're listening to Carl drinking a beer on the morning show.
Right.
I don't know.
So, Christina.
I was just
going
to say, if someone wants to enjoy that beer, it is on tap at Mosaic Restaurant right now.
Oh, lovely.
And
also
the tap house for Fall River on Cypress.
And this is a tasty beer.
And what's the taste of that again, Carl? What's a hint of?
That's kind of a light, fruity type taste.
Okay.
It's
citrusy.
It's something that is not real filling.
And my girlfriend, our mutual friend, loves her apricot beer, that kind of thing.
Well, she would probably like this. Anyway, mm-hmm. Let's talk.
Turtle Bay membership.
Yeah. Well, it's a great time to become a member, as always. And I think that, you know, these exhibitions that we bring in, like Last Call, and right now we also have another one called Roots of Wisdom on Display, they're really, you know, something that our members get to benefit from. We rotate them every season. We have really cool ones. We pick them out, make sure that our community is really going to love them. Lots of variety. But on top of the exhibitions, we have ongoing events and education programs and all sorts of benefits to becoming a member all year long. We've talked about it before. Your grandkids love Turtle Bay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, you know, they spent the whole afternoon there.
Right.
And these kids are very, I mean, they're 16 and
13,
but they're
active kids.
And they didn't
get bored at all.
Yeah, there's so much to see. I mean, it's impossible. Every time I'm there, and I work there, I always see something new. I always see something that I didn't look at as closely before, and it's such a fun thing to bring your kids to. I have kids, so I love it.
Outside events are going to be, gosh, you know, the weather's changing. What a good time to go out.
And let's talk again about what the membership is. It's really reasonable for an adult and four children.
No.
Not necessarily. Two adults, four children.
Yeah.
And let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure, yeah. Well, for just $90 a year, which, again, if you break that down, it's so affordable, you can have full year access to Turtle Bay, and that includes our animals, our exhibitions, our programs, and we always try to make sure that our members have really fun, special VIP events and fun extra things. We really value them. They really help support us and make sure that we can continue to bring what we bring to the community.
Super.
Great. Closing thoughts here. Were you looking to say closing? She's my. Directing, always directing, Julie.
This is our time. And you know what?
She's thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Optometrist.
Well, thank you for having us. And
somebody's got to be
your support.
Okay.
A lot.
Now, what we have going down there one last time is
Last Call: An Intoxicating History of Alcohol. We go on the website because we have two tasting classes coming up. We had a wine tasting. We're having a classic cocktail night, and we're having a beer night. Fall River's doing the beer night. Classic Cocktails is Ashley Pierce at Mosley.
Okay.
They did our wine night as well. And we're also doing a sustainability day on April 13th, which is one of our family Saturday days, and we're talking about human sustainability. You can come down and take the No, like on Tox O'Clock, but you can also do a sobriety test. Thank you. I clearly have not been drinking this morning. A field sobriety test with RPD or one of our trained volunteers.
Hey, I've taken one.
TurtleBay.org.
Linda and I take those sobriety tests a lot of times, but they aren't as nice as they are down. No, I'm just kidding.
You don't do it in an exhibition normally.
I like that. I like that very much so. Okay, we're talking all things Turtle Bay here, and Last Call is the newest. Is the newest exhibit, so please go check it out. Again, what are your hours?
Right now we're open Wednesday through Sunday, and it's 9 to 4 until you hit the weekends, and then it's 10 to 4.
Okay. Great. All right, Turtle Bay.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back at 7:30 in the morning. It's 47 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Good morning on this Tuesday. It is the, gosh, it's the 12th of March. Pretty soon, I know you St. Patty fans are trying to save up for that. I think it's Sunday. Yum, yum.
Huh? It is. It's Sunday, so St. Patty's Day.
Are you going to do several tastings across town?
Today is our son-in-law's birthday, and Sunday is their anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
17 years. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. The newest Cornerstone Bank you can go to is 1845 California Street, right downtown. Okay, today with us is Casey Fatch from the Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. How are you this morning? You're looking spiffy.
Oh, well, not too bad. It's, just still struggling with that hour of sleep we lost over the weekend.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
That's it. You know, I don't think, you know, am I hearing that we're going to go on permanent daylight savings time or we're going to take away daylight savings time? Which one is it?
I hear permanent. What do you hear, Casey?
That one I haven't heard much about. I know about the measure that was passed last election, but otherwise I think that just gave the legislature the authority to come up with a suggestion. So
they still got to get it through Congress and all that, but I don't know. It's, what is it? You take off 1 hour of the day and you put it on the bottom of the day, and then you turn around and you take it off the bottom of the day and put it on the top of the day. I'm not sure why we do this. I'm sure there was a reason. I think it had to do with
farming and Franklin thing from back in the day. And
you're saying that you can save energy if you do the model that we're in now means that we're not using as much electricity.
Yeah, well, yeah, and also we, you know, back in the day, 50% of the country were farmers, and so they needed that extra hour to harvest during the summer. So,
speaking of harvesting and taking over, you like my segue. You're the head guy now in charge of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and so how is it so far? In your position, and I know that you've got some new things to bring to the airwaves today, some new information.
Yeah, it's been 10 months, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
You feel like you've been here a lot longer than that because you felt like family already.
Well, everybody's been very welcoming, and considering the fires, that recent snow event we had, that was interesting.
Snowmageddon.
That's what they're calling it. That's great. So,
I'm still watching branches fall out of our tree.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. And,
well, despite those things.
Well, and we've had a lot of rain, so, you know, it's been a transition for us. But despite all that, the new Medicare CMS numbers came out recently, and Shasta Regional has achieved a 4 out of 5 star rating. And
fantastic.
Now,
what is CMS?
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That means it's a government agency that funds patients with Medicare and also participates in funding patients with Medi-Cal. So,
well, that's good. Yeah. I mean, y'all have been making it. I can just let me try and figure, put down some of the things that have happened here besides being a certified chest pain.
Right.
But you're in the top 50 cardiac,
right,
cardiac treatment centers in America.
Right.
You've started that 21-bed mental health wing that has taken some people that have severe problems off the streets. You know, and frankly, I'm not seeing some of those people walking around because you keep them there. You can keep them there for 72 hours and get them back on their what?
Get them back on their medications. Yeah, that's the important key for those particular patients is they've for some reason, whatever it is, they've stopped taking their medications, and it could be related to dual diagnosis or they just don't like the way they make them feel. So we get them back in. We're kind of a critical care unit for patients with mental health issues.
We're watching a series where the woman is bipolar, and she explained it one evening where if she's not on her medications, it's like going down a ski slope at full speed and everything's just working and brain's working and blah, blah, blah. She says, but you're going to crash. She said, you always are going to crash.
That's right. Apparently we're watching the same shows.
Yeah, we probably are. And we watch her just get worse and worse and worse until she's rescued by her partner there who starts giving her the pills again.
Yeah.
You know, says, okay, this is enough. Yeah. But it's very difficult because, she just felt everything was so alive and so she could figure out anything during that.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why the industry is moving towards injectables, and the injectables last for 30 days in most cases. So,
You know, I was wondering about that. Why couldn't they? Why can't they do something that would last for a period of time? But and so there is.
Well, you know, at one time it used to be relatively expensive. I'm not sure what the cost is now, but we started doing it probably started using it 13 to 15 years ago. It was quite costly, but when you consider, you know, how it has had an effect on reducing hospitalizations and taking away the potential for skipping doses and that type of stuff, it's been very effective.
So injectables, okay, but do you have to have the patient agree?
Well, of course. Well, there are certain circumstances mm-hmm. that you don't. You can get a court order, but for the most part, patients are pretty compliant with that because it's a once a month thing.
Right.
It doesn't, you know, doesn't really. It's not a major inconvenience, and it definitely takes the peaks and valleys.
Have we done a price point? I mean, I know it's going to sound nuts and bolts here, but a price point from for pill to injection.
Well, I'm sure somebody has. We generally don't on the inpatient side because we're not really responsible for that aspect of the patient's care. We just basically give them that particular injection and then, you know, get their drug levels back up.
Yeah.
Them,
I'm just curious about that because that seems to me like the best thing that you could possibly do.
It is. But, you know, again, sometimes they don't like the way the medications make them feel. So, you know, it's a mixed bag, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, 4 stars. So that's very cool.
It is.
What do you have to do to achieve a star?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, this is an interesting issue because, you know, this is not the hotel industry; it's healthcare, right? And so you always hear four star or 5 star hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the government came up with some, you know, a rating system, 2009-2010, and basically a lot of things contribute to that. You look at patient experience, what went on in the hospital, did their doctor explain things to them, those type of things, and was the environment clean in my room, those type of aspects. And, you know, the industry struggled with those because, you know, this isn't a trip to the Apple store, right? I'm not going to go buy a new iPad and this is a positive experience. I mean, you know, as much as we strive to make it a positive experience, you know, there's the aspect of there's pain involved, you're sick. Or, you know, basically you don't want to be there. Not a lot of people want to go to the hospital. And so, you know, the patient experience indicators, the industry has struggled with those industry-wide, but we are moving the numbers, and Shasta's getting much better than it was. And so that's the type of stuff that contributes to those star ratings. Also, 30-day mortality rates, surgical complications, all of that stuff we're doing, you know, generally better than national average. Which is good because that's certainly where you want to be, and we're making a lot more improvements.
Well, you know what? In today's society, there's so many things that, you know, so many rapid strides, it seems, in some of the medical fields. Yeah. Others were kind of like hung up on some things like, you know, if you have 3 different kinds of cancer that can practically be cured, cervical, colon, and breast cancer, that's caught early enough.
That's right.
And yet lung cancer seems to be stalled. Though there are, I guess, I mean, from having people on, there's not, maybe not stalled, but it's not making the strides that others are. Am I wrong about that?
No, it's really interesting that you bring that up because Dr. LaPersia did a talk to at our symposium that we had a couple of months ago, where we bring a lot of physicians and providers.
We remember that.
Yeah, and it was very concerning how the mortality rates for lung cancer haven't really moved a lot. I think that a lot of things contribute to that, but there's a real high in Northern California. There's still a pretty high incident of people smoking, and you know, he basically said, you know, when you go from the south to the south is like there's 5% of the people that smoke down there still, and he quoted some pretty high numbers up here. That's obviously one contributing factor. And, you know, somebody actually asked him if there was a potential for all the smoke that we're exposed to during the, you know, fire season. He said that not a lot of studies have been done on that, so he really couldn't comment. But otherwise.
Well, on that one, too, is that when Dr. DeNuca, the oncologist, was in here, Premila, she said a lot of times they look at people with lung cancer and say, oh, well, they've been smoking, it's their own fault kind of thing. Maybe they don't say it overtly, but it's back there where she says there's the majority of people that get lung cancer have never smoked.
I don't know what the number is there, but that's it's certainly no way to look at
No.
You know, somebody who has a behavior, you know, behavior issue as far as whether it's smoking or alcohol, whatever, and when they're sick, to look at it, that it's their fault and they deserve to be there is completely inappropriate.
We're here with Casey Fatch, who has taken took over Shasta Regional Medical Center 10 months ago, and there's just been an explosion of things that have been happening, good things that have been happening over there at the Shasta Regional Medical Center we're talking about. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to our friends by... You know what? I will stop drinking beer in the morning at 7:15 in the morning, because this is obviously the two sips of beer I've had has already affected me. Four Winds Jewelry. Sorry about that, my friends. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Linda's place to hang out at. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back. Casey Fatch, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want...
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Senate, 2019.
Kevin Kiley voted to help illegal immigrants who are convicted criminals stay in our country. He voted to spend tax dollars helping illegal immigrant students get financial aid. Kevin Kiley worked for Liberal Democrat Kamala Harris, who supports amnesty and let illegal immigrant criminals go rather than prosecute them. Now, Kevin Kiley is distracting voters from his liberal illegal immigration record by deceitfully attacking Brian Daly. The truth is, as Assembly Republican leader, Brian Daly led the fight against sanctuary cities and has always opposed amnesty. Unlike Kevin Kiley, Brian voted against wasting our tax dollars on illegal immigrants. Brian Daly, endorsed by six county sheriffs because he's tough on crime and illegal immigration. Brian Daly, A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association because he protects our tax dollars. Reject Kevin Kiley's deceitful smear campaign. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Send Reagan Republican Brian Daly to the Senate on March 26th.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in. It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. 1460, 96.5 and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott here with the Free Fire Radio morning program, 749 in the morning, the 12th of March. This is Tuesday. For you people just joining us, of course, let's give you a quick weather update. It's currently 47 degrees. Our highs today will be 61. Tuesday night calls for a low of 38. Wednesday, come on, high is 60. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 61. Mostly sunny on Friday with a high of 67.
This portion of the show brought to you our friends over at Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. It's Home Helpers. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call, 226-8350. Sharon Clark and her people are extremely capable to take care of your loved ones. We're here with Casey Patch from Shasta Regional Medical Center. And here's a big, we were talking about all the ratings y'all have had that are just outstanding. But the biggest one that I find interesting is your emergency room. Everybody has and has heard of, there hasn't been anybody that doesn't know or maybe even been involved in something where they go into an emergency room and 5 hours later, they're still there.
Right.
You all made a promise to the people that come to Shasta Regional. Right. You're not going to have that.
No, we are continuing to work on that. You know, one of the issues for especially emergency rooms is that, gotten over the years so many regulations as far as documentation and all the type of stuff that we have to do to make sure the patients get their treatment according to the regulations that are out there. It's become much more difficult to get patients through the system quicker. And so, I always tell people, look, if you're sick, if you feel like you have a cold or whatever, either A, go see your doctor or B, go to an urgent care center because that's a very low acuity type of an injury. And let the emergency rooms take care of the broken bones and car accidents and those type of injuries that ERs, quite frankly, were designed for. So we made a commitment that we wanted to get everybody in and seen by a provider within 30 minutes. And year to date, we're at 36, and February we're at 32 minutes. So we're getting there. It's certainly some days you come in. I've seen some of our reports where it was 17 minutes, but.
Well, we had a big flu season here, too.
January was very busy for us. And the system gets kind of backed up a little bit, and so that contributes to those longer wait times. But,
come on, 36 minutes.
36 is pretty good.
How do you do that, though?
You just have a lot of staff, and you have a lot of streamlined processes that we've been working on to get those times down. And we have a lot of providers as well. We have a lot of physicians.
People bleeding get, like, front of the
yeah, they don't. Just... They don't wait in the lobby. No, there's a system that we have.
I tell people. Yeah. I tell people if it looks like it's going to be a long time, just throw up on the floor.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah, there's that one, and there's all sorts of great stuff. I was watching a show last night actually where these guys were trying to get into an emergency. It was a contest, and they had to get into an emergency room within an hour so they could win the contest. And boy, what they came up with was pretty genius. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't want to talk about it, though, because we'll see it later.
You don't, because, you don't want anybody pulling that, but it was pretty.
Was it pretty funny?
It was very funny. But otherwise, it's something that, has always been plaguing this industry is the long waits in the ERs. And quite frankly, I think it's taken a lot of education of the population. What is an emergency room for?
Well, that's true. And a lot of times, people use it as their
primary
doctor.
Care. That's right.
They come in. Oh, yeah, my child needs a shot.
That's right.
Anyway,
have a hangnail.
What happens when you have working parents and their doctor's office is closed after they get off work and their child has a fever? And I would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, the industry's responded with urgent care centers, and I know that some of our other healthcare partners here have urgent care centers and clinics open after hours as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Casey, we come in here, we talk about the hospital all the time, and to talk about what Shasta Regional is achieving, what they're hoping to achieve. Well, we don't talk too much about you.
Oh, boy.
Let's talk a little bit about you.
There we go.
You're married to just a wonderful lady, Dr. Orne.
Who has a show here on the station.
She does.
Fourth Thursday. I'm so excited about her show. And we did already the first kickoff, the inaugural. And we're,
oh, okay.
Yes, and we are looking forward to the last Thursday of this month, or the fourth Thursday of this month.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do? I know you're busy so much. You can't, you know, that you're always on call. We were at an event, in fact, that time that y'all had to leave because the next morning you were having that big conference. And I can't remember what the event was, but you left.
Yeah, one of many, I'm sure.
One of many. What does Casey Fatch do?
Running a hospital, you know, we have, you know, basically 750 employees, right? It's a big operation. During the week, it's really hard to separate that from that 9 to 5 and then afterwards. We definitely try to do that on the weekends. That work-life balance is very important. But sometimes there's events on the weekends. Sometimes there's events both nights. And you guys probably have the same with your radio show and events you have to go to and appear at. But it's a stressful industry. It's constantly changing. There's a lot of keeping up and reading and educating oneself. And so it's kind of more of a way of life than a job or a career. It's just something that's just always switched on. You wind up basically socializing with the people you work with.
Right. Because, you know, it's like being a musician. Yeah. You never stop. You're always writing, creating, learning. Yeah, talking to, you know, talking
to it's a great job. It's been a real good experience.
So your hobbies are your job. Is that what I'm kind of hearing here?
I have hobbies, and it's definitely not my job. But my job is a way of life.
Yeah.
My hobbies are, you know, little distractions that I get to indulge in every now and then, but not all the time like I'd like to. But hopefully that time will come soon. We'll see. Probably in retirement, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what, you think that, but I don't see Casey retiring.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's in the cards for a while.
Right now. So we've got a couple minutes now.
Sure.
What do you see in the next few months that Shasta Regional is going to be trying to achieve?
Well, we are kicking off the Da Vinci Robotics Program, and that's certainly something not new to the community, but it'll be certainly something that patients that want to go to Shasta and prefer to go to Shasta, their general surgeon and their gynecologist and urologist will have access to that technology.
And a Da Vinci is?
Yeah, it's a robotic surgery platform that basically creates and causes less trauma to the patient during the surgery, and the surgery times are much quicker and the healing times are
Let's just make it clear, it's robotic, but it's the doctor running this.
Yeah, it is. It's the doctor running it. And what else is nice about it, it's not like the traditional surgical procedure where the doctor is standing there for a couple of hours over the patient and putting stress on their back and their neck. The doctor operates from a consult, and the precision is just unbelievable.
That's what I understand.
And the visualization is three-dimensional, and it's a lot easier for the physician. They're less fatigued, and it's certainly something that is going to contribute to the longevity of a physician that uses that platform during their career and also their efficiency.
You know, next time you're here, I really would like to address the physician shortage.
Sure.
And the fact is we have really, really fine physicians up here. But as in all over the country, it's attracting physicians.
We're working on putting a plan together to identify the type of specialties or primary care physicians that we have a shortage in, so we can start doing an active recruitment campaign. So I can bring some of the numbers in.
Sure. Because we're seeing that in a lot of different areas where, they're retiring or for whatever reason.
It's a little concerning because the baby boomers when the baby boomers were working, they made up a bulk of the population, and there was a lot more physicians certainly than are compared to what are coming up now, and so we're gonna struggle with that as an industry. And a lot of people think the solution is PAs and nurse practitioners, which is going to have to be part of the solution, and they have an important role to play as well. So
okay. We're here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. He's been here 10 months, and in the 10 months he's been here, building on what was there before, has initiated so many plans. Like we said, the Da Vinci surgical apparatus, robotic, is it open for business?
No, we're getting ready to do our kickoff. So we had a couple of other programs that we wanted to start first. So this one's definitely new.
You know, every time you come on, it's something new.
Yeah, we just launched a program yesterday. It's an Impella program, and what it is it's a device that we use to assist the heart. And so that's something that is going to be pretty impressive for us.
Cool.
Yeah.
Casey Fatch, Shasta Regional Medical Center, continuing to move forward.
And the outreach is amazing. Thank you for joining us, Aaron.
Always a pleasure.
KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Yeah, coming up is Ken Murray. We're going to be discussing a lot of things. I think the soccer field may be one of them.
Okay.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. You can add Great Britain to the growing list of countries banning the Boeing 737 MAX 8 jetliner from its airspace. A move follows Sunday's deadly Ethiopia jetliner crash, the second involving a MAX 8 inside of 6 months. Now, the cause of the crash is not known, but aviation safety expert Thomas Anthony notes that pilots may not be fully trained on changes that came with that brand new version of the jetliner.
Whenever you have a new change or a new aircraft or a substantially different model, as in this case, the engines are different to get a more economical fuel burn, and they are moved forward, changing the weight and balance of the aircraft. So there are substantial changes to the airplane.
Boeing says it has full confidence in the safety of the airliner. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is dismissing, at least for now, any attempt to impeach President Trump.
Pelosi's been resisting pressure from some Democrats to start impeachment proceedings, but is now going further, telling the Washington Post President Trump's just not worth it, and she's not for impeachment, later saying much of the same to NBC News.
It divides the country, unless there's some conclusive evidence that takes us to that place.
It's different from her earlier statements that Democrats will wait on Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report before considering impeachment. Democratic thinking has shifted in part because of the possibility the report may not be decisive. Sarah Sanders' response here on Pelosi waving off impeachment, I agree. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Save your energy, I may need it soon. Former Vice President Biden's words in a speech this morning to a firefighters union convention in Washington. Biden hinting at a possible run for the Democratic presidential nomination. The Dow down 54 points. The S&P is up 10. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
British Prime Minister Theresa May facing continued opposition to her European Union divorce deal, despite announcing what she describes as legally binding changes in hopes of winning parliamentary support for the revised agreement.
The original 600-page withdrawal treaty agreed in November, put to a vote in January, which was rejected by MPs, that fundamentally has not changed. Neither has this idea of a backstop, and we quickly explain that. It's an insurance policy of Britain staying in a customs union in order to avoid a border. That has not been abandoned at all as an idea. But essentially, with these three devices, what Theresa May and the EU have agreed is just further reassurances. The UK insists they are legally binding, that Britain can't somehow be trapped in a customs union against its will.
The BBC's Rob Watson, Britain due to leave the EU at the end of the month. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker has agreed to return to Capitol Hill this week to clarify testimony he gave last month before the House Judiciary Committee.
You may recall that Whitaker took part in a combative appearance last month, at one point getting into it with Chairman Gerald Nadler.
Have you ever been asked to approve any request or action to be taken by the special counsel?
Mr. Chairman, I see that your 5 minutes is up, and so...
Nadler calling Whitaker's initial testimony unsatisfactory. Whitaker will meet with committee leaders behind closed doors on Wednesday.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. The beleaguered Baltimore Police Department has a new leader. Michael Harrison, former chief of the New Orleans PD, has been sworn in as Baltimore's new police commissioner. Harrison says he's eager to help create a safe city and improve the Baltimore Police Department, which is under a federal consent decree that requires sweeping reforms. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody, here on the 12th of March, 2019. Linda, what's the weather look like today?
Good morning. It's currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a slight chance of rain with our highs of 61 today. Mostly clear tomorrow. With a sunny sky of 60, sunny skies of 60, and Wednesday night mostly clear with our overnight lows of around 41. Thursday calls for mostly sunny skies with a high of 61, and Friday looks like we have a sunny day as well with a high of 67. As we look through the weekend, Saturday will be partly sunny with a high near 69, and Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 71. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793.
Hey, a lot of things going on this weekend. Let's start with Friday, March 15th, the Twin Kennedy. This is an award-winning Canadian duo of twin sisters who play the fiddle and the guitar. They've won numerous awards for their music and their songwriting. They're going to be here for Shasta Live, and this is the very last Shasta Live concert. Shasta Live has been with us in our community for 81 years, and this is the last one. And you can get tickets for this Twin Kennedy at the Cascade Theater at 1733 Market Street. Give them a call at 243-8877. Also, the Sons and Daughter of Italy, St. Patrick's Dinner this Saturday at the, well, at the St. Patrick's Hall there. Traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner entertainment by Enterprise Starship. In fact, all the money goes to support the Enterprise Starship. By reservation only, please call Steve at 224-9524 or Carol at 241-3442. Now, there also is going to be that Saturday out breakfast at the VFW in Anderson. Anderson VFW Post will host a biscuit and sausage gravy, eggs, and potato breakfast at the Post on Saturday, March 16th from 9 a.m. till noon. Eggs, bacon, sausage gravy, fruit cup, coffee juice, and a VFW Bloody Mary for an additional $250. The function is open to the public. It's only $6. For more information, call 365-9650. And, oh, by the way, for the Twin Kennedys, we have tickets.
Oh, boy.
We have tickets for that. We have four tickets to the Twin Kennedys this Friday at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. So give us a call, 605-4567.
Our hotline, that's for a wonderful concert on Friday night.
Yeah, this is going to be super. And remember, this is the last one for Shasta Live.
Support your local theater.
Absolutely. Okay. With us, I don't know, it should be a drum roll or something like that.
Absolutely.
Ken Murray.
Good morning, Ken.
One of the deans of talk radio in the city of Reading.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, top of the morning.
Do we got a cold?
I have a cold.
Well, that's okay. We're separated by this great table, this big table, but you know, by you know, Mike Huber put between us and our guest, and there's probably a reason for that. I would like to mention before we get started, two brothers, Melvin and Bennett Riffle, killed in that Ethiopian plane crash.
From Reading, Melvin's,
from Reading.
Yeah, Melvin's wife, Brittany, who was expecting their first child, was traveling with the pair, but had already returned to California. It was the brother's last adventure before Melvin became a father, said, of course, a good friend, Jake Mangus. But beyond and with that, so many, it was truly an international tragedy with so many from around the world that were on that flight. Many countries, Kenya, Canada, Ethiopia, China, Italy, United States, France, UK, Egypt, Germany, India, Slovakia, Austria, Russia, Sweden, Israel, Morocco, Poland, Spain, Tunisia, Hong Kong. The list goes on.
It was like a United Nations. But in fact, I think the United Nations, a group from the United Nations was on that trip.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Melvin and Bennett were well-respected, well-loved in our community, and it's such a tragedy. There's a GoFundMe page for his wife. And, you know, I think Melvin worked for California Department of Transportation. So, but it's just they were doing that last adventure. And this is a second Boeing Supermac that's dropped out of the air here in the last, what, month? Ken, is that, would you understand that too?
Yes.
Yeah. So they're grounding that fleet to see what's going on. And Boeing's right now in a state, but the FAA has said the planes are safe, so they're not sure what's happened. Anyway, okay. What's on your mind today, Ken?
I'm trying to get my brain wrapped around the Sons of Italy holding a dinner. for the patron saint of Ireland.
Well, they're all Catholic, right?
So yeah, I understand but...
They do this every year. It is, but the food's great. We were there last year. Enterprise Starship puts on this wonderful show, and all the money goes to help them. Okay, hey, Seth, thanks a lot for claiming those tickets for the Twin Kennedys. I think you're going to have a great time.
Two or four? Two.
Two. Okay,
so we have
two left.
Two left for Twin Kennedy, which is, again, Cascade Theater this Friday night.
So
we got two more tickets for that. Give us a call, 605-4567, and see a wonderful show. We'll talk a little bit more about that show later on in the program.
Have you been following the soccer field?
I have.
What's your thought on this?
Good for the city.
Good for the city. In what way?
I'm glad they were able to come up with the money to make the repairs, and I'm glad the McConnell Foundation throwing in $1 million at it. I think it's a fabulous facility. It's good for the young people in the community. It was sorely needed. And my relationship with the soccer park goes back a long time.
Well, the soccer park was also a subject of the grand jury. Mm-hmm. And the grand jury said that these problems they were having, this was in the, I think, 2015 or 16, the grand jury's findings was that they weren't, you know, the leases have been changed so many times. There was no money being set aside. There was no oversight from the city. And that at the end, there was no money at all to help repair this thing. It was supposed to be over, you know, they were expecting like $1 million to be able to help repair this field after, what, 12 years?
Well, to begin with, it wasn't anticipated it would fall apart that fast.
Well, 12 years.
When it was built. It was supposed to last longer than that.
Longer than 12?
Yeah, and the result of it not lasting was a lawsuit. And
which did not replace the field, though.
No, it did not. But you never know what's going to happen when you go into court.
Well, I do know, though, is that if the city of Reading was supposed to have some kind of oversight on this, even though the city of Reading didn't run it specifically, but they had the oversight on it, and there were no audits done, and this money that was supposed to be coming in and saved to help replace this field was not done. So what my question is then will be tomorrow, because we have Aaron Reznor and Barry Tippin in here, is what kind of plan is it in the new lease so that some money is set aside so in 10 years when this happens again, we don't get hit with another. Next time would be an $8 million bill.
Well, I think it's a great question for them, keeping in mind that the new lease is $6,000 a month, and which is a whole lot more than the old lease was.
Well, which they didn't make then. So the city was underwriting that anyway, right?
You're going to find out tomorrow.
I'm going to find out tomorrow. Well, you were city councilman during this time.
During which time?
I was during, city during part of that.
When we got it built, I was on the city
You
council.
Were?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what was the plan then?
The plan, let me go back in time. When I,
sure.
In the mid-90s when I was on the council, mm-hmm. There was money, and the the various youth sports organizations came in, and the money all went to Little League fields.
Mm-hmm.
With the promise that we'll get around to soccer fields later, but there's more kids in Little League. And when I was on again in the mid-2000s, 2004, again, there was money for youth sports. And frankly, the Little League folks showed up in greater numbers than the soccer folks did. However, I reminded everyone that we had committed to the soccer folks 10 years earlier, and we had never done anything about it. So we got the soccer fields built. And today, soccer is a faster-growing sport than is Little League, and it's, frankly, more inclusive.
Well, you know, my argument on this is going to be tomorrow. And if Aaron,
why are you arguing about it at all?
What, at all? Yeah. Because I think that that we have the old saying, you know, fool me once, that you fool me twice, that's my fault. And I would like to be able to see is that there's oversight and that there's money being put aside like they promised the last time, so that when they do have to do repairs, that it's there. And we do not have to take a loan from REU with $3 million that just happened to be sitting there that we couldn't find something else to do for it. And, you know, it's only for capital improvements. It's not for other things. Okay, capital improvements, does that include infrastructure? And then to have the fact is that some, you know, money was supposed to be set aside, it was supposed to be overseen, and it wasn't being done. I mean, the grand jury found that, and the city agreed with those findings. So that's what bothers me, and it should be bothering other taxpayers, is we're putting out $5.1 million on a soccer field, which my whole family's soccer, so I'm into that. But I'm also into taxpayers' money. So that's my problem with it. I'd like to see a plan that says 10 years from now, they're going to be able to repair it as we go along.
Okay.
Ken's agreeing with me.
I'm not heavily agreeing with me, but
he's nodding his head. Okay.
It's okay.
If I get a nod from Ken, it's just like make my whole day. I'm going to quit. And Linda, you and Ken have the rest of the show. I'm going to finish up my last call beer.
You know, it's always difficult to talk to somebody who's drinking before 8
o'clock
right. in the morning.
There you go. Okay. Hey, Coach Bob, thanks for claiming that other Perry. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, seniors, business owners, and especially veterans since 1993. Give her a call, 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with the caustic Ken Murray.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Don't stop believing.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, if you're tired of cooking and taking care of everything and you just want to kind of like kick back and relax with a bunch of other people, a number of other people that feel like you, and going out on excursions, eat gourmet food, then you probably want to go down to River Commons Senior Living. Give them a call at 238-5981. Talk to Brian. You know, have lunch with them. Talk to the people that live there. It is people there have a great lifestyle, and they're more than happy to talk to people about it. That's River Commons Senior Living, right in the center of Reading on Hartnell Avenue. Linda and I are here with Ken Murray, and Ken has always got something there. I started out on the soccer field.
No. You started off drinking beer at 7 o'clock, and you've gone downhill. It was
7:10, and Turtle Bay came in here with their newest exhibition, Last Call, which is a story of alcohol. And Fall Rivers Brewery has made a IPA called Last Call for it, and they brought it into me, and I thought it would just be rude not to open it up and have a sip. It's no longer in the studio, so you can't accuse me of drinking while I'm talking to you.
And I certainly can't accuse you of being rude because you were just doing it.
I can bring it back into the studio if you want.
No, that's okay. I left it over. I left it back in the sales staff because God knows they need help. you know what? Here's the thing about sales staff. You tell them never to drink vodka. You know, I'd rather people, drink something that has like, you know, bourbon or something with a smell to it, because I'd much rather people think that they're drunk instead of just stupid. So anyway, that's an old joke. Okay. Now, speaking of things that are going on, what you got?
There's a couple of things that have piqued my interest in the last couple of weeks. There's a Time magazine article about the road to 2020 for the Democratic Party. I'm going to read you a quote out of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Says, Biden's biggest liability, if he's going to be in the race at all, might be the idea that he represents the party's past, not its future. The notion of nominating an old white male in the age of Trump leaves many Democrats cold. The cultural energy on the left is about resisting white nationalism and toxic masculinity in the name of racial justice and gender equality. It's about formerly marginalized groups demanding to see themselves in their leaders and millennials tired of baby boomer rule. What do you think about that?
I think that
you are a toxic white male.
I am. I am. I meet everyone. I am in every one of their boxes. I am a older white male. I was in the military. I believe in the Second Amendment and own guns. I believe in working to earn things that you want to have. Let's see, what else do I believe? I believe that merit should rise to the top. What other things are in there?
Well, what? But explain something.
But I am not a bigot. I am not a racist. I don't fit those. But because I fit on a couple of those, that I'm automatically the others. And this is where the Dems are going to crash and burn in 2020.
It's going to be fun to watch. But what is this phrase, toxic masculinity? What is toxic masculinity? Is that because you are male by definition, you're toxic?
No, I think toxic masculinity is this where you are a strong male with opinions and you browbeat other people of color and females, that you let bullying happen, that you say you make crass remarks to women. This is all that toxic masculinity. And we have to raise our children so that they don't do that. Now, if I think raising children so they don't bully and they don't make crass remarks to the other sex, that they don't take advantage of other people, I think that's just kind of like comes out of, you know, and they're going to hate this, but those are Christian ideals. They hate that idea also.
Do you want me to hear the? Do you want to hear the description from Wikipedia
of what toxic masculinity is?
Hegemonic masculinity is defined as a practice.
Did you have that beer while I wasn't looking?
It's defined as a practice that legitimizes powerful men's dominant position in society and justifies the subordination of the common male population and women and other marginalized ways of being a man.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. What it means is that a dominant male, dominant white male, it could just be a dominant male that imposes their will on everybody else, as opposed to a dominant female who imposes her will on somebody else. What is that, then?
A mother-in-law.
Well?
it's just basically teaching tolerance is what...
That's what they're saying. You know, but what it does is, again, it's attack on if you're a male. If you're a male, then that, and if you're a, if you, you know, males have, they're predestined in most cases, just by the way that their DNA makeup is with testosterone and all these, that they are combative and they are assertive, and this is just what has this is the end result of evolution here. So what they're saying is that we have to be a kinder, gentler kind of guy.
I think it's interesting that that those who are strong adherents of evolutionary principles want to deny the results, it is somehow not evolutionary.
Yeah, that we've gotten to this spot not because of evolution, but because that we're just nasty, which may be predestined also.
I don't.
Hey, I want to take a quick break because this next one I want to get into is going to take us a little bit longer. So let's take a quick break now. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional. We just had them in here. And one of the things that they've done is, hey, 30 minutes, you're going to be seen in the emergency room. He says right now it's at 36, but it was, you know, they have it at 32 and they're getting better. He's looking at the whole average from January through now. But think about this, 36 minutes being seen in the emergency room. That's great. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 48 degrees out there. Slight chance of rain today. 8:28 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm excited to tell you about a special broadcast I'm going to be doing on my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell. On May 23rd, 2019, at 11 o'clock in the morning on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, I have a special guest coming. Her name is Carrie Newcomer, and she's incredible. She's an American singer, songwriter, and author. She's produced 16 solo CDs and has received numerous awards for her music and related charitable activities. What's really important is that Carrie is one of my favorite singer-songwriters. She helped me survive the incredibly difficult journey of grief when my husband died. So I talked to Carrie, and she is coming on my show, and we're going to talk together about surviving grief through music. So please join us on Saturday, May 23rd, 2019, at 11 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to talk about grief and how you can survive.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 48 degrees out there, 8:33 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, better-known business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans.
Did you ever stop to appreciate that riff?
I know. It's cool.
I mean, that stops the whole, that just speaks, you don't even have to say anything and you hear that.
What song is that?
Bad
to the bone.
Okay.
That's, you know, toxic masculinity. That's us. Bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone.
The comment was, making men pansies doesn't help anyone. Okay. Hey, we're here with Ken Murray. It's Tuesday, of course. And we have our wild and open conversations with Ken. If you'd like to jump in here, give us a call at 605-4567. You're more than welcome. Let's talk about transgender in sports. This has raised a lot of eyebrows. A lot of people are trying to come to grasp with this. Should somebody compete with the same sex as on their birth certificate, or can they, if they equate themselves to the other sex, be able to compete against that other sex? Two questions have come up, and Texas, the state wrestling champion, is now switching over to be a boy. And he was a girl, now he's switching over to be a boy. And he finished fourth in his division, wrestling against boys this time. He started taking the treatments. In the bigger case that's gotten people more excited up in Connecticut, two male transgender to female have been involved in track. And they have shattered the record for the 100-yard dash and also for the 50-yard dash and have blown away their opposition. This has led to a bunch of people being upset about this because the transgender into females still have a testosterone level much above the girls. Plus, when they were boys, just physiologically, lungs, frame, muscles have come into this. Do you have any thoughts on this?
That's a question.
The question is, should transgender athletes be able to compete against their new gender?
No.
Okay.
If that was the question, the answer is no.
And why?
Let's go back to this evolving theory of evolution that you can be whatever you want to be. I mean, we're born as little boys or little girls with whatever that means. I mean, boys have more testosterone, girls have more estrogen. Okay, boys have a different frame than girls have. Physical attributes, if you will. I mean, there's been a lot of studies done of preschool kids, for example. If you let preschool kids alone without any adults fooling around with trying to direct them, the little boys are going to go play King of the Hill. That's just how they are. Little girls aren't going to play King of the Hill. They're into sharing. And I can be accused of stereotypes, but I'm talking scientific studies. Little girls are born different than little boys. Now, if someone wants to claim, and maybe it's true, that they were born with the wrong
genitalia,
sexual equipment,
chromosomes,
that's fine. But I don't know why that should impact the 98% of the rest of us. You know, I just don't get it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's causing a great deal of consternation in a lot of the schools around the country.
Everybody's trying to be politically correct instead of just being correct.
Okay. I frankly think that when you have cases like this, when somebody's, you know, competing against your new sex now, I'm not sure that's fair to the girls that have been working just as hard as the transgender females, just as hard to be, you know, to get the scholarships, to do these things, and the impact it has on them, on theirs. I mean, there've been other cases too of in Europe of men, a man switching. He was the handball is big in Europe, as you know, and it's, you know, played on a field, indoor court, where you're moving the ball around the court and you throw it, you know, you try to score by throwing it through the net, where the leading scorer now is a transgender female who played on the men's team and was a star in the men's team, is now playing on the female team. And when you look at him, he is like 4 inches bigger and at least 30 pounds heavier than anybody else on that field. And his set, you know, scoring records and all this. I just, you know what? Transgender? Yes, of course. But how do we compete that? You know, or is this just kind of a made-up problem, I guess?
I don't know if it's made up or not, but I look back over my life, and I didn't even know what the word transgender was in the 50s and 60s.
Here's another comment. Qualifies their gender-bending hormones, which is true. This is what happens. As performance-enhancing drugs, and they aren't allowed to compete. I don't know if you can do that, but maybe compete on a different field. Okay. What's your next one here?
Housing. I came across an editorial in the Record Searchlight on February 22nd that I found really interesting. It's by a guy named Tyrone Buckley, and it says, "It's simple. Housing is a necessity, a human right. Our state policies must be designed to ensure that everyone, regardless of income, race, or age, has safe, stable, affordable housing. When it comes to basic needs and rights, we cannot trust the market to work for everyone. That's why government intervenes in the market to provide public education, affordable health care, food, and water." You know, I looked at the Declaration of Independence. What were we looking for? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
Mm-hmm.
Not the pursuit of housing?
Well, you know what? I had somebody sit in here and say, hey, it's a constitutional right for free health care. Where does it say that? I don't see that anywhere.
It's not. And housing is a necessity, but it's not a right. Okay?
No, I totally agree.
And this kind of stuff drives me crazy. You know, that we have to do something because it's a basic human right. I disagree.
It's a basic human need.
It is a basic human shelter is a basic human need.
That's right.
Not
but
house.
So is affection, and they're not saying anything about the government's got to provide us affection.
Yet.
They're going to get there.
Yet.
Well, believe me, it's coming.
The sex robots? You'll get your little card to go down and visit Chatty Cathy or somebody.
Never mind.
I just thought about that. Okay. But housing is a necessity for life. Shelter is a necessity for life. So do you agree that there should be shelter available for people that are trying to buy it? I mean, they've got jobs. They're the working poor.
Carl, I lived in a tent when I was a kid. Okay.
Well, I think we progressed since then. You know, we have electricity and all that stuff.
Yeah, I have progressed. And I lived in a tent when I was... We were poor, and we lived in a tent. I don't want to hear about housing as a right. I mean...
Not a right. I didn't say a right. I said, if shelter is a necessity, one of the hierarchy of needs, right? Shelter is one of the big ones. The next one's food, and, you know. But if shelter is in that hierarchy of needs, how much should the government get involved in that? They already are. We already know they are. I mean, they do subsidized housing. We're building things right now that are for low-income housing, and they're going to be living in the same area. But it's going to be market-price housing right down here in K2. But it does. At what point does the government need to help the people that are trying to help themselves? Do they provide? Does the government come out here and take 100 acres out there at Stillwater, since nothing else is going on, and they build affordable housing out there?
Why should the government build housing at all?
They shouldn't. I'm just asking. But should they? If people, it's not a right, and I'm not saying it. But if housing is a necessity, at what point does the government step into California and say, "Look, your average homes in California is something like $290,000." Now, a lot of people can't afford that. They can afford $150,000 house.
The basic human drives is procreation. In Russia, the state government sends the teenagers off to camp each summer without condoms for the purposes of getting pregnant. Are we going to get into that business here in the United States also?
No, I think we've pretty much handled that on our own real well.
Yeah.
I am not saying is the government should come in here and build housing. But the question is at what, where's the point where people are working? Husband and wife are working. They're trying to find a house. And the houses aren't keeping up, because part of this problem that you just brought up are the fact is that one, that the construction trade is short something like 200,000 people. That's just in California.
Mm-hmm.
To try and build all these homes are out there. They can't keep up with it. This housing crisis is homegrown. We keep raising the prices on them, and people are being priced out of the houses. So we either have to make it easier to build apartments or multi-family housing units.
Are they priced out of tents?
Where are we, Ken Murray? We're going to take a quick break. I've lived in plenty of tents in my life. Ones I carried on my
bed. Volunteered for that.
Yeah, you volunteered, not because you had to.
Okay,
there's
that's
a difference.
True. That's true. I was just going to say, I didn't like it either, but okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. They partnered some of the industry's biggest refiners, finest full refiners like Valero, Beacons, 76, and Shell. They have their own diesel exhaust fluid bulk facility here, and you can get cheaper DEF from SST Oil than anywhere else around here. And if you're a truck driver or if you have in your transport and anything, you know how important that diesel exhaust fluid is. It's the law that they take care of their customers throughout the West right here from SST Oil. Employee-owned business, 51 years in the business right here. When you think about when they started, the most popular movie was Bonnie and Clyde and Cool Hand Luke when SST Oil started. Give those guys a call at 241-1167. I mean, here they are still going strong, still an employee-owned company, still growing and expanding. This is a great group of people down there. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Change, change, change.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five-Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Real people, real winners.
Want a chance to play in the biggest poker tournament of the year?
Wind River Resort and Casino is giving one lucky winner the opportunity to win the seat of a lifetime and play in the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. A chance to play in the $10,000 No Limit Hold'em Main Event World Championship with some of the biggest names in poker and represent Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down to our poker room and play to earn a chance for a seat into the satellite game on April 24th. This satellite game will determine who plays in the final showdown for the World Series of Poker seats. Don't want to wait on chance? Earn 120 or more hours of live play in 1 month to guarantee a spot in the final showdown on May 1st to determine the final winner for the WSOP seat. Only Wind River Resort and Casino is offering the chance for you to win poker seat of a lifetime. Because poker is better at the river. For all the details on poker seat of a lifetime, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, and here in the studio, always with a fresh perspective, is Mr. Dr. Ken Murray.
Doctor.
The doctor of BS.
That's right.
No.
It's that's from Linda.
It is not BS. It's curmudgeondom.
I love it.
Here's some of the comments in the chat room. Government role in our lives should be limited, severely limited. Charity, private, church, social, family, corporate, all the better ways of solving most things. I think you're probably right, Joe. And the caller is requesting more information about the safety trade-off of the soccer fields. So let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. You talked about people not being able to afford a house or something.
Well, there are places here in California and in other parts of the state that their housing market is just, you know, it's just gone crazy.
Okay.
Right.
My question is, why does it cost $34,000 in just permit fees before you can drive 1/16-penny nail or pour 1 yard of concrete? I know a young man that got out of the Marine Corps, and he never came back to Reading. And his mom says, Hucka, are you coming home? He says, no, I can't afford to come home. He named off two things. One thing was the fire tax that Governor Brown put on it. And he said another thing, I don't want to live in the city of Reading or Andrew, in the city limits. I want to live in the country. And for to be able to build a house just to get started, it's $34,000 before I can do anything. And that's driving our young people away from everybody, but especially our young people. I mean, especially somebody just got out of the service. My gosh. I'll take my answer on the air.
Okay, well, I want to ask a question first, Ron. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Did he move to some other state?
Yes, he did. He went to Georgia.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, okay, Ron, thanks a lot. You know, what Ron says is, you know, and right now we just raised the cost on it. And there's another one that they wanted to raise the cost to pay for the neighborhood police unit and for fire. So they're raising also other permit fees. The question is
are you assuming the costs of things don't go up?
Well, no, I always assume that.
Oh, okay.
However, when we're talking about, you know, building our economy here. And an example was used that, and this is Costco, and I realize it's Costco, but it's another $80,000 of fees for them on it. And, you know, it's, when you say, well, Costco can afford it. Well, then you can say everybody can afford it. But when you have to add things on the housing, like solar, all the inside, you have the fire sprinklers, you have the, you know, the low flush toilet limit and all these things. All those add up too. And they don't have anything to do with the, you know, I mean, if you have to put them in all these houses, new houses.
It has everything to do with state law.
It's all state law.
If they don't have it in Georgia, okay, fine.
Right.
But
these things make it, well, unfortunately, we are having a lot of people move out of here. A lot of businesses are moving out of California.
I agree.
Would you agree with that?
California has become unaffordable for everything. And you know, I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine who owns a real estate company here in town, not mine, but a different one, said he's populated the whole town in Idaho in the last 3 years. You know, people are moving. California's too expensive. That, however, is a different subject than should the city of Reading allow raise fees. I mean, the cost of things go up. Let's talk about what a fee is. And I'm just going to use.
Well, you were in the city council.
I'm going to give you an example.
Okay.
Okay. We go out and pass a bond measure to build a sewer plant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The sewer plant is a series of modules based on the population. Okay? If the population goes up, it takes more modules. That makes sense. Therefore, for every new house, there has to be a fee charged for the addition of that module. Has nothing to do with the operation of the module. It has to do with the capital expense of buying the doggone thing in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
That's why fees go up. And are all do all the fees make sense? I don't know. I haven't looked at all the fees, but a number of them, in fact, are driven by state law and the fact that we have taken the approach that growth has to pay its own way. Okay? The growth that doesn't pay its own way is housing subdivisions. Housing subdivisions do not pay for the increased impact on police and fire. They just don't. Okay? Housing is a drain on the economy that, in the macro sense of local government, because housing creates a demand for services that it doesn't offset in some fashion. Now, if you look back 30 years, for example.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, you should, but nonetheless, if you look back 30 years ago, the city was one of the most, one of the better off cities financially in the state of California. One of the reasons was that our income tax, our tax receipts from sales tax, which is free money to the city, was 2.5 times the state average per capita. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It isn't even close to that anymore.
No, it's not.
And there are two reasons for that. I think one of the big ones is online shopping. And I said for quite some time now that we've got to figure out a way how to tax online shopping. We can't afford to provide the services that we provided when we were at 2.5 times the state average per capita that we could spend on police and fire. We don't have that income stream anymore, so it's got to come from somewhere. I think we ought to tax online sales, number one. Number two is that we're one of the of very few cities in California that has not passed an additional sales tax. I mean, everybody else is getting an extra half cent or cent or something. Not City of Reading, because we keep voting them down, but the cost of services keep going up, and our income is going down at the same time. It's just the way it is.
It is the way it is.
And unless you have, you know, and bitching about it doesn't solve anything unless you have a solution to the problem.
Well, the solution to the problem is to build the economy again around Reading. And one of the ways you build the economy, when you say, here's why I disagree with you about it, about the housing thing, is they do pay a lot of impact fees for, you know, for, you know, roads and electricity, all these things, a lot of impact fees to build new housing. And then you're negating the fact that people move into those houses. And people move into the houses, they have jobs. And jobs, they buy things. So, you know, yes, they do. If they live in the city of Reading.
I'm not arguing with
right.
you.
Right. But then you've got taxes there. And so you've got people, if you have more people in moving in new houses, they're going to have jobs to do these things. But if they can't afford housing, they're going to go someplace else, like the young kid did to Georgia or Idaho. You've just said he's populated a town in Idaho.
Right.
So, but there's so many different aspects of this when starting at the state that turns around and taxes so much and makes things so hard on business here that we're trying to fight an uphill battle the whole time. So we should try to find that solution to make it easier for people to do things.
I don't know how you're going to find a solution for California being anti-business in the city of Reading.
There isn't. And so now we have to do is take care of ourselves.
Okay.
And that's going to start tomorrow when we have Aaron Reznor and Barry Tippin on so that we can talk about how we're spending our money. The soccer field.
I started taking care of myself years ago.
Well, that, well, the city of Reading needs to take care of a lot of things. And it's, what? And at this point.
Why is government the answer to everything?
No, no, I'm just saying they have to be able to take, well, because
Carl,
they
take
are,
care of yourself.
No. The government has to take care of certain things, and one of them is public safety. And I don't see that happening. So
they
that's one
money.
Of the things they do.
They don't have any money.
Well, that is absolutely not true because we can spend $5.1 million on a soccer field.
You can't spend that on salaries. You can't.
I didn't say you would, but there's other things.
Oh, you just, that's circular
we
gotta
run. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Tomorrow, Aaron Reznor and Barry Tippin.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta.